So what's the point of talking about Andrew tonight? Well, let's talk about some practical applications. I think we can learn a great many lessons from Andrew, in that Andrew is someone who shows us the glory of the ordinary. Think about that. His job, he viewed himself as being a person who was going to bring others to Christ. He wasn't in it for the fame. He wasn't in it for the glory. He just led people to Christ. That needs to be our goal, our mission today as we're working to spread the gospel. There's a passage of Scripture that might go along with this, and it's in the 6th chapter of the book of Ephesians, down in verse 6, where Paul in his writing talks about... Actually, go back to verse 5. And of course, the context here is talking to slaves. They were to be obedient to their masters according to the flesh. He says, with fear and trembling, in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. But note verse 6, the attitude that we as children of God need to possess, not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. That needs to describe us, friends and brethren. You see, God calls not only great leaders, but He also calls great followers. Not only does God need great preachers, good public speakers, but He needs quiet, personal workers in His kingdom. You see, a house is not made of pillars only, but of smaller stones and pieces of material. Andrew is someone who has been called the sympathetic Andrew because of his tremendous interest in other people. And again, we go back to John's Gospel in the 1st chapter. He's someone who immediately shared what he had learned with someone else. We must understand that Jesus is still calling people to be His disciples so that they can do for Him and what He can do for them. Think about that. He is working through each one of us. That we all have an ability to do great and wonderful things for Him. We sing a song from time to time. Christ has no hands but our hands. No feet but our feet. No tongue to tell the gospel story except the tongues of those who love Him and are devoted. You see, Jesus can take ordinary people and do great things for them. Someone has said, perhaps we cannot all be Peters, but we can all be Andrews. God uses people like Andrew, people who quietly and obscurely bring others to Christ. God knows that sometimes it takes an Andrew to reach a Peter.